Chapter 3. The bus terminal was noisy and dirty and crowded. People were carrying suitcases and bundles and babies. A bunch of soldiers were standing together, talking loud and laughing. They had shiny boots. Everybody seemed to be in a big rush or else bored, waiting for a bus that was hours away. I went out into the street. Car horns were tooting and buses were rumbling and everyone was moving fast. I stood still for a while and watched. The people were passing by like a long freight train, and I felt like a car stopped at a crossing. I couldn't move. I couldn't really see the street, just the people passing. Then I was moving too. All of a sudden, I was in the stream of people going fast. It felt as though I were being partly carried. It wasn't like regular walking. It was almost like swimming in a race. I was going pretty fast and getting hot and sweaty. Store windows and movie canopies with thousands of little light bulbs flashed past. Sometimes it was a blur, and sometimes things stood out clearly as I sped past with the crowd. Chop suey, pants pressed, three big features, discounts. The signs were red and green and blue, made of light bulbs and neon tubing. After a while, the crowd started to thin out and slow down. There weren't as many lighted signs, and the buildings were darker and older looking. I kept walking. There were little private houses between the office buildings, with little gardens in front, mostly weeds. The stores were smaller than the ones near the bus terminal. They didn't have electric signs. A lot of them were empty. The whole neighborhood was sort of run down. Paint was peeling off the front doors, and there were a lot of cracks in the sidewalk. Grass grew out of the cracks. There weren't many people walking, and there weren't many cars. People were leaning out of windows, watching the street with their elbows on pillows. Every window was open, not an air conditioner in sight. The whole place smelled of old bricks. I'd never seen anything like it before. McDonaldsville is all new houses or neat streets of old houses with fresh paint and shopping centers with big parking lots. Nobody keeps his window open in the summertime. I stopped in front of an empty store. There were big glass windows on both sides of the door, which was padlocked. It was dark and dusty inside. I could see right through the store and out the back windows, which opened onto a sort of yard with leafy weeds and trees of paradise swaying in the breeze. It looked like two television screens showing a color picture of a green jungle. I looked at the two bright squares of green in the dark store for a long time. Then I noticed something else. Taped to the window, on the inside, was an old record album cover. It had been in color once, but the sun had faded it until it was all different shades of brownish yellow. It was so faded you really had to stare to make it out. There was a picture of five lizards, and over them was printed, "The Modern Lizard Quintet Plays Mozart." It was very faded. It took a long time to figure out what it said and what the picture showed. The lizard band had made a record! I decided to look for it. As I said, I'm not all that interested in the records the other kids listen to, but I thought I'd like to have a record of the lizards. I could play it on Leslie's portable stereo. I was sure there would be a record store near the bus terminal. I turned around and started walking back. It was starting to drizzle. The drops made dark spots on the sidewalk, and the brick smell was getting stronger. I was walking fast. I wanted to get to the record store before the rain got heavy. I didn't make it. There was a flash and a crash, and I ducked into a doorway just before it hit. It was as though a big bucket had been turned over. What a rain! It made a noise like rattling marbles in a can. I thought the rain was making a clucking noise like a chicken, too, until I looked around and saw that I was sharing the doorway with the chicken man.